Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 806 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you, and also joined by staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams as the severe weather moves through our area. Mobile County had the tornado warnings earlier. Now they've moved into Baldwin County, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, the line of heavy thunderstorms and very gusty winds now extends from northeastern Baldwin County right on the Escambia County, Alabama line, and then southward through central Baldwin County and then back across the bay into around Dauphin Island. And that big line is moving on to the east, and areas of Baldwin County and then Escambia County, Florida, will be experiencing strong winds here over the next hour or so. As far as the Mobile area is concerned, that big line is just moving to the east of the city, but we have a lot of shower activity, or quite a bit of shower activity to the west of us that will be affecting us right on through the morning hours, and those showers go back into Mississippi and all the way back into the New Orleans area. But the area of greatest concern, that line, is now moving to the east of the city, but again, is still affecting Mobile Bay and central and northern Baldwin County, and southern areas of Baldwin County can expect that activity within the next hour.
Dr. Bill, you know, good morning to you, first of all. Our listeners who are very familiar with you, they know that you are all about alerting us, not alarming us. So what you're seeing in the weather pattern today, is this what you were thinking it would be, about the same speed and force with the day, or has any part of this morning surprised you in any way?
Well, this was a very strong system out to the west, out in Texas, and as it moves along the Gulf Coast, a lot of moisture is coming in from the Gulf of Mexico, and that's really sort of energizing this line of thunderstorms. So it has become quite strong and to remain that way as it goes through Baldwin County and then onto the Florida Panhandle the rest of the morning and the afternoon.
So with that first strong line that you mentioned is now moving through Baldwin County, and you said showers in the area until probably afternoon, early afternoon, right around noon. Will we expect any conditions where that could also be some severe weather that followed that first initial line?
Yeah, I don't expect that. There is a cold front that's still way back to the west. In other words, all this activity is occurring well ahead of the cold front. That front will come through later this afternoon or possibly early this evening, but most likely late in the afternoon. And there could be some showers associated, but I don't expect any severe weather at this time. But we'll be faced with off and on shower activity on through the morning and into the afternoon.
And then the weather starting later this afternoon, pretty clear for a little while?
Well, it's really not going to clear off until tonight, well after that front goes through, and then we're going to cool down into the 50s tonight. And then we get some beautiful weather coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with only 65 for the high for Friday afternoon, and then down into the mid and upper 40s for Friday night, and a lot of sunshine and pleasant temperatures over the weekend.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill, for the update. Thanks for checking in with us on this morning where we have some severe weather moving through the area. We appreciate it, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, as always, keeping us updated on the weather as it moves through our area. Everyone stay safe out there. There's actually already been two deaths related to this storm as the storm moved through the southern United States overnight. In Texas, a female Waller County, Texas sheriff's deputy died late last night after she went off the road into the floodwaters outside of Houston. Deputies even struggled to free her from the vehicle, and she was taken to a hospital where she later died. And then in Mississippi, 19-year-old Jayla Gray of Jackson, Mississippi, she's a student at Alcorn State University. She died this morning when a tree fell on her vehicle in Claiborne County. So these are dangerous storms that are moving through the area.
And you know, I was just thinking, not that you ever want severe weather to come into your area, but you know, with last night being Halloween, and you think about the families and the children who are out and about, thankfully the weather was calm then, but we were given enough time to prepare accordingly. You know, schools, they do practice their different drills, so if they need to, they will take cover. I know this area is not very familiar with tornadoes as they are with hurricanes, but it's all about being informed. And I love the fact that school districts, you know, they're with the times, and so they're on social media, and they're able to, you know, let parents know and keep us abreast when it comes to emails and phone calls, the robocalls that go out. So I'm very pleased as a parent, I tell you that. I'm very pleased with, you know, how this morning has gone, and hopefully everyone will take heed and be safe on the roads, because that ripple effect will happen with accidents if you're not prepared.
And as that strong initial line moves eastward now into Baldwin County and heading towards the Panhandle,
right.
Severe thunderstorm warning right now for Pensacola, Ferry Pass, and Bellevue, Florida. Also, Baldwin County still in a severe thunderstorm warning. And earlier, as it moved through Tillman's Corner, there's actually been reports of damage, wind damage near Three Notch Road, fences blown over, a large garage door was blown in. I know my house out just east of Tillman's Corner, kind of along I-10, we had a back door blown open this morning from the wind, and also a pretty large tree limb fell on my wife's car. She sent me a picture of that. So the car, I guess, is okay. And she, of course,
she's fine.
Yeah, thankfully she is fine. But there has been damage reported in the area, and you got to stay alert as this heavy line moves eastward now through Baldwin County and through the Panhandle. We had some really heavy rain here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and as that passed over the Bayway had slowed to a crawl, flooding on the causeway.
Yeah, that flooding, I mean, people have to divert away from the causeway, and if you know how it is, if you have your morning routine, you grab your coffee, you drop your kids off, and then you say, wait a minute, the causeway, you know, it's flooded. What do I do? And so that now puts extra tension, extra stress on the Bayway, which means more people are trying to get into the city, and, you know, you're wondering, did they open up the portion of the Cochrane Causeway to allow people to get to the Cochrane Africatown Bridge, because that will alleviate some of that congestion. But it's a tricky start to the morning, and it's the first day of November. I mean, what a way to flip the calendar and say good morning, right?
That's right. Coming up in just a minute here in the next segment, we'll talk with Sally Erickson. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at Bellengrath Gardens, and as always, they have tons of great events coming up. We're going to let you know about some of those. But right now on FM Talk 106.5.com. It is November now, which means half a month away from giving away the ultimate tailgate prize package.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it's flying by like it does every year. I mean, we do the tailgate prize giveaway annually, and this year, just as good, maybe even better than some of the other prize packages we've given away in the past. Thanks to Bailey's TV, they're giving away a 55-inch Samsung 4K HD TV along with a soundbar. That'll be perfect for all of your sports watching, or, you know, Game of Thrones coming up in 2019. All these great shows everyone likes to watch. Bailey's TV will have you covered if you win that. Also, Cart Doctor providing a 2-week, 4-seat cart rental. Old Time Feed has these extra large Adirondack chairs. I don't know if you've seen these, but when I say extra large, you could be a lifeguard with these.
You could put a family of three in one of those.
You could deconstruct it and build a house with the wood from these Adirondack chairs. But Old Time Feed giving away two of those chairs along with a table. Just fantastic. Fairhope Brewing Company, we were just there last week. They're giving away a party pack of craft beer and merchandise, and Carrot Patch Jewelers coming through with the team logoed, because it is the tailgate prize giveaway, the team logoed 14-karat gold pendant. One person is going to win that entire prize package, and every day through November 15th, that's when we give it away, you can register once per day per store. That's Cart Doctor, Bailey's TV, Old Time Feed, Fairhope Brewing Company, Carrot Patch, and we'll award one winner on November 15th on Midday Mobile, that huge prize package, and then each location will also have a qualifying winner that wins a pretty nice package in itself.
November's a winning month.
It is.
You cannot go wrong as long as you tune into FM Talk 106.5.
And it'll be all just in time for that Iron Bowl coming up later this month. All right, coming back on the other side, we'll talk with Sally Erickson. Always a treat when she's in studio. What's coming up at Bellengrath Gardens? We'll find out. More news with WKRG, traffic with Kane, and weather with Dr. Bill on the way. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Kane. 820 now, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. We'll be talking with Sally Erickson from Bellengrath Gardens in just 1 minute about all the great events that they have coming up. This segment of the show brought to you by our friends at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and his crew do such great work in Mobile and Baldwin counties. If you have a bunch of junk and don't know where to take it, if you can't physically move it because of the size, or if it's junk that you don't know what you're supposed to do with it, whether you're supposed to throw it in a dumpster or do away with it a way that's better for the planet, well, the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK have you covered. And one of the best things about using Trey and the crew, you make your appointment, they show up exactly on time. They aren't like some of the cable companies and some of those other places that you call and they give you a 4-hour window of when they may or may not show up. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to the website 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, set up your appointment, and they'll be there exactly when you're expecting them, and the price you get quoted is the price you'll pay. That is always so important when a business does that, and 1-800-GOT-JUNK has you covered. Everyone I know that's called 1-800-GOT-JUNK have nothing but glowing reviews for them, including just about everyone here at FM Talk 106.5. So once again, to get a quote and set up an appointment, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this first day of November.
Yeah, good morning. And don't forget to check your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms, because the first day of the month, you flip the calendar, you be safe. Welcome to November.
You always remind me of that. That's perfect. And another thing I do, yeah, I give my dogs their flea medicine on the first of every month, too.
Oh, that's good.
The trifexes.
Sally is giving you the nod of approval. And don't forget this weekend, and good morning, Sally. Good. This weekend is daylight saving time.
You were on top of it.
Boom.
I almost forgot. That'll be Saturday night going into Sunday morning when you
On the 4th.
Fall
yeah.
back, right?
That matters because, of course, we're going into election time. I have to tell you, November is one of my favorite months. It's my birthday month. So I tend to know what's going on. Marine Corps birthday, our son's birthday, Thanksgiving, grandmother's mm-hmm. birthday. I mean, it was one of our favorites. But another favorite is to talk about, and I started appreciating gardening and green thumbery, if that were a word, moving to Mobile, because, you know, it rains so much here. And Sally, you know, I went to Bellingrath when I first arrived and just was mesmerized by the setup that you have. And you're joining us to talk to us about a number of events coming up. But for those who have never been, who are not familiar with Bellingrath, how many acres does this encompass?
Oh, well, thank you, Kelly. Bellingrath is about 65 acres, and that is a lot of walking for a lot of people.
Yes.
But the actual property itself is more than 1,000 acres. That's
wow.
all managed by the Bellingrath Morse Foundation.
And you said this morning we're going to talk about, you know, it's a word, a long word, that a lot of people can't pronounce. So they just say mums. What are mums?
Right. The fall outdoor cascading chrysanthemums. Yes, those are being set out this week and next week, and we think the peak bloom will be probably the second week of November. The mums show tends to get a little tightly sandwiched in between events because before you know it, Magic Christmas and Lights opens. So I want to make sure to tell everyone that right around Thanksgiving or thereabouts, about the time that Magic Christmas and Lights opens, which is the day after Thanksgiving, and then every night after that through the end of the year, the mums will still be up. So if you want to come a little early while it's still light, say 3:30, 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. you can get a double whammy for your buck. You can
a twofer.
Right. You can walk through and enjoy all the beautiful fall colors because the mums are 4 feet long, and they're cascading over the bridges and the balconies, and they're set out in all these interesting shapes and topiaries all throughout the gardens. Mm-hmm. And then you can see the lights come on and then enjoy Magic Christmas and Lights starting at 5 o'clock.
And this isn't your average chrysanthemum show, right? This is the world's largest chrysanthemum show.
Well, what we like to stipulate is it's the world's largest outdoor cascading
right.
show, because there are other cascading chrysanthemum shows. Most of them are very far away from here, but they all have mm-hmm. to be inside, and because of the Gulf Coast climate, we were lucky enough to be able to put ours outside.
And you were describing, you know, as of today, how they're looking. Give our listeners how everything's looking thus far from a visual standpoint. How are they blooming? Are they ahead of schedule? Are they on schedule? What's going on?
Well, they're a little delayed this year. Some years they are starting to bloom at the end of October. This year we think a little bit later, and it may just be related to the nice hot summer that we had, but we will start mum watch on our website, bellingrath.org, as soon as I get to work. And
mum watch,
and then people can check for daily updates to see how the color is starting to come out, and then they can plan their visit around that.
This is great for families, people who just want to enjoy the outdoors, you know, school groups. It gives you a real visual and an appreciation for the beauty, because sometimes we're going so fast, we're going so quickly, we're go, 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 and we don't stop and literally smell the roses, if you will. Let's talk about ticket pricing and what people know as they want to plan to come on out for whether it's for the moms or the different events that are coming up throughout the end of the year.
Well, sure. And this is a really great time to plan a group visit because we have really good group rates for groups of 20 or more. And so your church group might want to go, just a big family. If you've got a lot of family coming into town for Thanksgiving, you might want to plan a little gathering. Just give us a call. Let us know in advance that you're coming. So it's a really nice family time. And as you said, it's a time to slow down. You don't just drive through, see a lot of flashing, and then you're done. You walk through. You take your time. You stop on Live Oak Plaza and get some hot cocoa. And you can take a lot of pictures. It's really a nice experience.
Now, I know the kids have to love walking through and seeing this. And you have all kinds of events for kids. And we'll talk about one of those here in a little bit. But one question I have for you is, with so many avid gardeners that show up and look at Bellengrath, I'm sure they're always asking for tips, right? Tips and tricks on how to make their yards look as pretty as Bellengrath?
Oh, absolutely. And our gardeners are always happy to talk about what they do because they love what they do. Yeah. And for example, Linda Guy is our longtime rosarian, and she is always in the rose garden during the day, and people just stop and talk to her about how to take care of the roses. And she just loves that.
Oh, that is perfect. That is wonderful. So coming up, looking ahead to December, hard to believe we're even saying the word December, but the gingerbread jamboree. What is that?
This is the third time we've done this, and it is very popular. We expect it to sell out. So if you're interested in signing up your child to make cookies at the Gingerbread Jamboree, I recommend that you call today and go ahead and get your tickets. It is from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 2nd. Mm-hmm. And of course, Magic Christmas and Lights is included in that event. So you get there with your child, y'all make cookies together, you have refreshments and a nice Christmassy time, and then you leave the cookies for us to pack up for you, and then you go and enjoy Magic Christmas and Lights.
Right there. You had us at hello. Right?
You had me at cookies, specifically. But you just said Magic Christmas and Lights, 23 years now. And believe it or not, it's become very, very popular over those 23 years. And if you're getting online and trying to pick a perfect time, sometimes if you wait a little too late, you know, that time maybe might not be available. You guys are so popular with the Christmas and Lights. It's time to get on and get your tickets now, right?
Right, and I'm so glad you mentioned that because sometimes I believe there's a little bit of confusion with when you order tickets online. The tickets come out with the date on which you ordered them. Mm-hmm. That does not mean that the ticket is no good after that date. If something happens, okay. And, you know, if some plans change, the ticket is still good for every night through December 31st, 2018.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know, and always online. We've given the website, and we will give the phone number. Love this. You have Military Mondays. We have a lot of veterans that listen to our show. Explain how that works.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you brought that up, too. That is a nice discount for any member of the military or veterans and their family members who have a military ID. So you come in with a big group, and you can all get your discount. Just show your military ID, and it's on those, I believe it's four Mondays throughout the season.
That's a big help because you think about a lot of our military families. I mean, they're dealing with someone who's maybe forward, you know, fighting in something that we don't even know what's going on, and you have families back here having to find something interesting for the kids to do and educational and not break the bank. And so knowing that their military ID cards will be honored is a big deal. Tell me this, Sally, when you walk around at Bellengrath, what's your favorite part to look at? Where would we find you?
You mean during Magic Christmas?
Yes.
I'm sure. Well, this is something I haven't looked at yet, but I am so excited about it. We're going to have a new enhancement on the Great Lawn. It's going to be sequenced lights set to music. So normally when you come out on the Great Lawn, it's just this beautiful, quiet scene with a lot of Christmas trees. But this year, they've really souped it up. And so I'm anticipating that's going to be my favorite part.
Well, thank you so much for coming in studio. Yeah. It's always a treat when you're in. And once again, that's the Magic Christmas and Lights coming up. That starts November 23rd, and then the Gingerbread Jamboree. That'll be on Sunday, December 2nd. But right now, great time to get out to the gardens, check out the cascading chrysanthemums. Yeah,
and if they want to call, they can call 1-800-247-8420. You are listening to Sally Erickson joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
safe.
The website, once again?
Bellengrath.org.
And I know you guys are on Facebook, @Bellengrath, and then on Twitter, @Bellengrath. 1932. Pleasure to have you in studio this morning, and I got to make my way out there, check out these chrysanthemums, and maybe get some tips to get my gardening started.
Absolutely.
Sometime here soon.
Mom's the word.
Mom is the word. 831 now, FM Talk 106.5. We'll hit Westwood News here in just a second, get your national news update, also weather with Dr. Bill, and some local news from WKRG. And on the other side, we're talking midterm elections, some local races, and some statewide races with Rob Holbert from Lanyap. Stay tuned. Thanks, Kane. 836 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this first day of November. And since it is Thursday, we're joined by Rob Holbert. Brand new edition of Lanyap out on the streets and in your mailbox this morning. And we're
talking. Hopefully not washing through the gutter right now.
Yes.
That's the big thing.
Yeah, what a line of storms that moved through the area. And our area under tornado watch until 1 p.m. this afternoon. But that first strong line now making its way through the panhandle of Florida and heading out of Baldwin County. But hit us pretty hard here at the studio for a little while. And I know my house out in Tillman's Corner, we had some limbs down and a door blown open. So
my welcome mat got flipped over.
You're so funny. And
that's our tornado damage over here. Yeah,
that's your Waffle House indicator, right?
I'm applying for FEMA funds.
Exactly.
I posted some video from I-65 heading into Sierra Lynn, so you can kind of see when it was the heaviest part of the morning, so people can understand. Because you know how weather is. If you wake up 2 hours late, you think, well, what's the problem? What happened? Oh, life happened.
And so everyone knows Kelly wasn't driving unsafely. She put the kids to work, right?
Well, I didn't say who shot the video. A person sent it to me, but yes, the person who shot it was very safe.
Very safe.
Young videographers.
Hey, that's why you birth them, right?
That's right.
So now, what is it, 4 days away? Coming up Tuesday, the midterm elections, and today the last day to apply for an absentee ballot if you're not going to be in town to vote. But Rob, Lanyap this week all about the elections, and you wrote specifically about some of the races in your Damn the Torpedoes, and you're calling it, or maybe someone else is calling it, the most important election of our lifetimes. It's this one right here, right? This is the most important election.
It's the most important election of our lifetimes until 2 years from now, when that will become the most important election of our lifetimes.
And
it's every 2 years it's the most important election of our lifetimes. But I think it's obviously there's a lot of stuff going on, on the national level that has a lot of people's attention. It's a little disappointing to me that the governor's race has been so lackluster. I think we've obviously got some pretty good races going on locally that are pretty hot, but I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I guess to me it just seems like the governor's race there wasn't a lot of spark to it, and there wasn't a lot of it just seems kind of flat for some reason.
And that's probably exactly how the governor, Ivy, how she would prefer this race to run. Were you surprised Walt Maddox didn't, do a little bit more dirty boxing in this campaign? He's kind of been pretty pretty nice about the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know the man very well other than him coming in and talking to us. I don't know if that's his style or not. I think there was a lot of attempts to try to get them into that, but they obviously politically the governor just rope-a-doped and kind of laid there and didn't engage.
Yeah.
I have had a surprising number of hardcore Republicans tell me that they're going to vote for Maddox, which was surprising to me. But I still think it's going to be, just looking at the general tone of the race, it would be kind of hard to believe that he's going to pull the upset on this thing. There's polls out there that show him way behind, of course, that I don't know what polls in Alabama are done that aren't terribly partisan at this point.
There haven't been very many national polls highlighting Alabama, and that's just because I guess the race is so out of hand at this point. But Maddox, he says they have internal polling, and I guess you wouldn't expect him to not say that they think they're close. But Maddox said they think they're closer than everyone else according to their internal polling.
Well, I've never in 30 years of journalism met a politician who didn't have internal polling that showed them about to win or capable of winning. I've never seen it, never heard it. I don't know. I think that it will. I guess my guess will be that it will be closer than some people think, but I don't know what that means. It may be just less of a blowout. I mean, if it comes in that he's really actually pretty tight, that would be a I think it'd be a big surprise to a lot of people.
Well, I know many people, you know, monitor the weather, of course, when it comes to Election Day, Rob. And there's some showers that seem to be coming to our area on Tuesday. You think people are going to use that as yet another excuse as to why they won't head to the polls?
Yeah, I think it will. My guess is it's going to be a pretty lightly attended election. That's not really much of a prediction, right? Because they're all lightly attended, but I just don't think we're going to get a real huge turnout for this election.
Yeah, you know, Secretary of State's office said between 35% to 40%, which is better than
a pretty big number, I think. That's we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
No, I mean, I think there's some of the races that are, if that race is not real, if it's not very competitive, certainly some of the, as they move down the ballot, maybe mm-hmm. they get a little more competitive. One that is really interesting to me, and it may not be a competitive race, but is the Attorney General's race, because Steve Marshall just still has so much tie to Bentley and Luther Strange that I think it's really he's got a lot of things to sort of run away from, and that's a tough thing to get for him to shed that image. He came to talk with us, and I point blank asked him if he was going to look into where the money came from that was paying Bentley's girlfriend and his chief of staff, if we were going to find that out, if he was going to look further into Luther Strange's behavior, and he just told me flat out no, that there was that there's just some things we can't know, that's not very heartening for mm-hmm. the person who's supposed to be the chief law enforcement officer. He also told us basically that he's not interested in looking into any of the Catholic Church's possible hiding of molestation issues from priests, which a lot of states are doing now. A lot of states are getting into that, and he was just so there's some things there that I gave me a lot of pause when I talked to
what
him.
What about the money aspect, because you hear between the Sigelman camp and the Marshall camp talking about who's donating to who,
right?
Talk more about that, Rob. Catch
yeah
us up
I mean
on
there's
that.
There's that huge amount of money that coming in from PAC to PAC that they're arguing over and have filed an ethics complaint about. Obviously PAC to PAC transfers in Alabama are illegal, but Marshall has made he's claimed that what he did was okay. That's probably going to have to be figured out after the election by the ethics commission, so we'll see, I guess, after the fact. Will he end up in a scandal right after he's elected? I don't know. Sigelman, obviously the family name is probably both a hindrance and a help. Gets him a lot of notoriety, but obviously there were some issues with his father, and so I don't know that's going to help him tremendously overall. It probably helps him as much as hurts him.
And part of his campaign, Sigelman, that is, you're right here, it's kind of the exact opposite of what you just said. Attorney General Marshall said Sigelman said he is interested in getting to the bottom of this whole LoveGov thing.
Yeah, he is. It's what he said. When he came and talked with us, when he interviewed with us, that he did indicate that he was interested in getting answers for the people of Alabama. And I'm sure people can look at that from a political standpoint and say, geez, that's just one party chasing another party politically, but I personally look at it and say, how can we claim that we're going to do anything about corruption in this state when we don't know the answers to these things, when we don't even know who is paying all this dark money to to Bentley's staff? How can we just let that stuff go?
So you were in the position, Rob, to talk to both sides. Was there anything that you have not mentioned that really surprised you that they said that they won't do or that they will do that that voters need to know about?
The most surprising thing was when Steve Marshall told me that he said because of grand jury secrecy issues and because he had to recuse himself, that Luther Strange could have already been investigated and he just doesn't know.
Wow.
And I thought that's really, if his situation puts that office in such a bad position that the Attorney General can't know whether somebody is being investigated or not, I think that's a real detriment to the state.
And Joe Sigelman, of course, picking up the huge endorsement from Roy Moore's son, Caleb Moore, this week. I'm sure that makes his camp very, very proud that they picked up that endorsement.
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, one of the things that's on the ballot that's kind of interesting, too, is Amendment 1 that's going to authorize the display of Ten Commandments on state property and property owned or administrated by a public school system. You know, that's going to be an interesting one to see. It also prohibits the state from using state money to defend that. So it's an interesting, you know, I imagine that will pass overwhelmingly.
And before we let you go, Rob, there is one more race down the ballot you write about here. You said maybe the most interesting race, House 97, with incumbent Adeline Clark and the challenger Stephen McNair. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's an interesting one because, you know, it's a pretty evenly split ethnically district, so you have an opportunity there for a candidate. You know, the race issue, I guess, comes into it, as it does a lot of times and things in Mobile, but you know, Adeline, in my opinion, has always kind of been on the edge of, there's been issues, her employment out at the housing board ended up kind of poorly. The office of inspector general from HUD came down and said there was a conflict of interest, ended up costing the housing board $1.2 million because they gave some bids to her half brother to do work out there. And so, you know, there were a lot of things going on out there during that time, and I just think that's going to, those things are kind of hanging over her. And so we'll see. You know, I know Steve McNair has been out a lot and worked really hard. I haven't really had a chance to sit down and talk with him or either one of them very extensively, but I think it is an election, a race that has a lot of interest.
Rob, tell me this. We reported on Will Ainsworth and his wife being involved in an unfortunate situation where she was skeet shooting and she was injured. He took to Twitter. He updated everyone. And then he said he's going to step away from the race. Do you think that that will impact what he's doing for his campaign?
No. I don't. I think that he's going to win that one hands down. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's going to have any trouble with that one. And I think that's probably why he feels comfortable stepping away from the race, especially if his wife's not terribly injured, as he said. So, you know, he's doing the right thing, obviously, for his family, but I don't think it's going to make a big difference.
Well, 5 days to go until those midterm elections, and you'll want to pick out the newest issue of Lagniappe out in the boxes right now and maybe in your mailbox. It's got all the information you need to know for the election. And how can people, if they want to sign up or read it online, Rob, where do they need to go?
You can go to lagniappemobile.com. You can sign up for home delivery as well for $1 a week. We'll send it there, even in this kind of weather, the post office delivers.
That's the good kind of mail.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us, Rob. We'll talk to you again next week.
Y'all have a great day.
All right. That's Rob Holbert from Lagniappe. Great to talk to him every single week. And I'm not joking. Great issue out this week. You want to read all about it before you head out to vote next Tuesday.
You need to do your own research. Mm-hmm. Get going. Get voting. I think those numbers will be good. We maybe need to take some bets.
We'll wrap up Mobile Mornings on the other side. I'm Dalton Norwig and Kelly Finley with you here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks, Kane. 5 minutes till 9 now as we wrap up Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Hope everyone has had as safe as possible of a morning with the storms moving through. And we'll stay out there in traffic. Thanks to Kane for keeping us updated all morning. Got a giveaway coming up in just a couple minutes. You want to stay with us right here. But this segment brought to you by Cottage Hill Package Store. They're always keeping their inventory fresh, and they always have the best selection in town. You want to stop into this week to check out some of the newest adult beverages that they, well, you know, if you go into Cottage Hill Package and you start taking a look around, maybe get a sample every now and then, you might just find your new favorite beverage. I know if you're like me, it's hard to imagine finding something that you like better than that favorite that you've already got in your mind, but Cottage Hill Package gives you the chance to try hundreds of items in their package store. They've got that tap up front where you can just try a taste or go ahead and get a full beer while you're there. And you can also get a crowler or growler if you want to take it in a 4 or a 6 pack. They'll fill that up for you with one of those great craft brews that they have on tap. And go on over to their Facebook page or even sign up for their tasting event emails. That's what I do, so that every day I get an email of what's coming up next for them on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday nights, because they always have something. And tomorrow night, Red Clay Brewing, they'll be there starting at 6 o'clock at Cottage Hill Package, another free tasting event that only the Friendly Crew and Manis family conjure up almost every single week of the year. Cottage Hill Package at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. They're also on Facebook and cottagehillpackage.com. That's where you'll sign up to get the email newsletter sent to you. And if you were maybe heading down to the Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band concert coming up in April at the Wharf, Cottage Hill Package would be a great place to pick up some beverages as you head down. And that could be you going to that concert. Right now, we'll give away a pair of tickets for Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, the Son of a Sailor concert tour. Caller number 6 right now, win a pair of tickets to that show. That's coming up Tuesday, April the 23rd. And caller number 6, Philip will pick up and get your information, and you'll be headed that way in April. And then after that, one more day. That'll be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow on Mobile Mornings, we'll give away one last pair of tickets that we have. And also, that's when they go on sale, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So these are all win them before you can buy them. And we're giving away a pair of tickets right now.
I like the way you were strategic with this, because we had all this weather talk. We had to deal with all that. And then you saved the best for last. Mm-hmm. Parrot heads are uniting for sure.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to bring up Jimmy Buffett while the heavy storms were moving through our area.
Right,
because, you know, these tickets are so popular.
They are.
And we get so many calls. Because when Sean gives them away and I'm the one that's in the phone screening room, mm-hmm. I answer calls for, I'm not joking, for 3 or 4 straight minutes of people calling in to win. So you got to be quick with it. And we don't want you calling in unsafe conditions, because you might not be around to make it to the concert if you're answering the phone while it's raining pretty heavily. But if you head over to FMTalk1065.com right now, the 3 big things. President Trump making a lot of news this week as we head into the midterms. But with this caravan that's heading through Mexico right now, yesterday President Trump said that the number of troops deployed to the border could reach 15,000. That's over double the number that the Pentagon said it currently plans for a mission. The dimensions clearly shifting daily. Pentagon said that more than 7,000 troops were being sent to the southwest border to support customs and border protection agents. Also on the top 3 big things right now, Foley police looking for a stolen vehicle. It's connected to a homicide investigation. They're closing in on, it's been over 48 hours now since the body of Jeff Higginbotham found inside of his apartment. And the Foley police right now looking for a black 1999 Dodge Durango, Alabama license plate 5B D2907. You can see the picture there on our website.
Congratulations to Randy Henry. He won 2 tickets to see Jimmy Buffett.
Congrats, Randy. That ought to be a great concert. Jimmy Buffett, always a huge hit when he's back in town. Mm-hmm. He's doing big. That Jimmy, he's going to do big things one day.
I think so. His sister, too. I heard she can kind of cook a few things, cook some vittles.
All right, Laura Ingram on the way next. And then Jeff Poore sitting in for Sean Sullivan on Midday Mobile. Thanks. Have a great Thursday.